Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, thank you very much for the heads up. I can't find the name on the WhatsApp line, I'm afraid, but there's a crash on the N4 in Malahleni Highway between Rousseau and Watermeyer. It's affecting traffic in both directions at the moment. And that crime scene down at the Reading Interchange near Alberton, it is backed up the N12 through Elandshaven, through Geldenhuys, through Gloelies, and back as far as Modderfontein at the moment.
Die Departement van Gesondheid en die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie gedenk vandag Wêreldgesondheidsdag en hulle plaas die klem op die gesondheid van nuwe maas en pasgebore babas. Die departement het 'n jaarlange veldtog geloods met die tema Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures. Dan nuus vanaf die vasteland, die Afrika-Unie het kort tevore die FSA se tariewe op invoerprodukte vanuit Afrika betreur. Die AU sê die tariewe bedreig dekades van gemeenskaplik voordelige handelsbande en ook samewerking. En daarmee beweeg ons na die sakefront. Dit was 'n wille dag om die minste te sê en Armand de Beer van PSG het die jongste.
Wisselvalligheid in wêreldmarkte duur voort nadat president Donald Trump sy voorneme om breë handelstariewe te implementeer bevestig, met beleggers bekommerd oor inflasie en 'n potensiële wêreldekonomiese resessie.
So hier is hoe dit uitspeel op die markte.
Europese markte daal rondom 3%, terwyl die S&P 500 in Amerika tans 0,5% laer verhandel. Op die plaaslike front verswak die rand tot sy swakste vlak in 18 maande, maar ons beurs sluit 0,7% sterker na skerp stygings in finansiële en hulbron aandele. Die hulbron indeks sluit 2,7% sterker na skerp stygings in die platinum miners. Northern Platinum styg 8%, Impala Platinum styg 6% en Amplats sluit 5,5% hoër.
Dit is 'n groot dag, so hier is nog nuus van wat in Suid-Afrika gebeur.
Die finansiële indeks sluit 1,7% hoër nadat Nedbank, FirstRand en Standard Bank almal rondom 3% styg, terwyl Remgro 3,3% hoër verhandel. Onder die verloorders daal Naspers 2,3%, British American Tobacco daal 1,9% en Anheuser-Busch sluit 1,5% laer.
Een dollar het vanochtend om 8 uur op R19,22 staan. Hy kos nou R19,58. Een pond staan op R24,97 en een euro staan op R21,40. Wat kommoditeite betref, goud verhandel teen $2,987.39 en Brent olie staan op $64.74 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
Well, it is the IPL and it's known for big scores and big betting, and that's exactly what's happening here with the Royal Challengers Bangalore up against the Mumbai Indians. It all started with Virat Kohli at the top of the innings. He made 67 off only 42 deliveries. Next highest score so far, Rajat Parita. He's still there on 64 of 31 deliveries. With him, Jitesh Sharma. He's also getting in on the act as well. 26 of just 10 balls. On the score at the moment, 205 for 4, and there's still about an over and a half to go there. So definitely chasing that 230-240 mark in this innings. In more cricket news, a cricket essay say that discussions regarding Hendrik Claassen's future are ongoing and a final decision will be made in due course. The governing body have broken new ground as they offered a new contract. This time around, David Miller and Rassie van Addison have got hybrid contracts, which means they can play a certain tournament, while teenage sensation Gwena Mapaka, who made his debut last season, has earned his first national contract. The Vodacom Bulls' quest for European silverware continues on the EPCR Challenge, this time in the quarter-final clash against Edinburgh at the Hive Stadium on Saturday. The win against Bayonne this weekend was a great result for Jake White's men, who would otherwise had to travel back to South Africa only to head back to Europe for a two-match Vodacom URC tour, which includes matches against Munster and Glasgow as well. And Southampton, well, they've sacked their manager Ivan Juric after his relegation from the Premier League. The club announced this earlier today. Southampton were condemned to relegation.